今天是复活节的日子。
Today is Easter.
耶稣的复活是我们基督徒信仰的根基。
Jesus' resurrection is a foundation of our Christian faith.
但是却也是最让人难以接受的一个基督教里面的事实之一。
It's also a truth that is really hard to have people grasp upon.
往往许多人他们认为基督教的道理非常的好。
A lot of times people think that Christian knowledge and stuff are really good.
Teaching
is very good.
但是遇到神迹的这一部分呢，他们说听听就好，我们就跳过去了。
However, when it comes to miracles, they think they can just listen to it and then put it aside.
甚至信徒也是一样。
Including Christians.
我可以跟大家分享，实际上不单单我们今日信徒和非信徒都难以接受这样的神迹。
Actually, the Christians and non-Christians have a difficulty believing in this miracle.
甚至在耶稣的时代，两千年前也是一模一样。
And similarly, 2,000 years ago in Jesus' time, people had difficulty believing in that.
就算有许多人跟随过耶稣一段时间
，Even though there are many people that have followed Jesus for a while,
他们也看过耶稣行的神迹。
They have witnessed Jesus' miracles.
但是当面对耶稣死了以后要复活的这件事情，他们也难以接受。
However, they still have difficulty in believing Jesus died on the cross and resurrected.
也因此，我想神也知道我们人的一个软弱。
And therefore, I know that God understands our weakness.
因此，在这一种很难以让人接受的一个事实情况底下
，So under the circumstance of unable to believe.
神就派了天使跟人来讲述，先来讲述。
God sent angels to people to speak to them first.
也许我再重复一次，大家认为天使是传递谁的话给人呢
？Again, I want to repeat myself. What whose words were the angels trying to tell the people?
天使是为谁传话
？Who was angels spreading word for?
是为神传话，传给谁呢？
They were spreading the words of God to whom?
传给人。好，那我们今天主要分享的信息就在思考天使到底在这一个情况底下他说了什么。
So we want to ponder upon what the angel said during this circumstance.
我们来一起来念一下，就在马太福音第二十八章，这个时候天使说话了，在第五节一直到第七节，来，我们先。用英文来一起念。
So in Matthew 28, verse 5, the angel, we'll read it together. The angel said to the woman, Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who has crucified. He is not here, he has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.
好，在这边天使对妇女们在马太福音里面讲了几句话，其中有几个要点。
So the angel said a couple things in Matthew 28, verse 5.
其中有几个要点说，第一个说不要害怕。
There's a couple of key words. First of them is do not be afraid.
然后他说照他所说的，也就是照耶稣所曾经所讲的。
And the second one is he has risen just as he said.
然后天使继续说：“你们来看。”
And then the angel says, "Come and see."
然后天使最后说：“赶快去告诉。”
And then lastly, the angel says, "Go quickly and tell."
在同样的情况底下，在另一本福音书里面，也就是《路加福音》，天使也说了类似的话。
Similarly, in Gospel of Luke, angel said similar things.
让我们现在以讲中文的弟兄姊妹来，我们一起来念。
Read it in Chinese together.
妇女们惊怕，将脸伏在那两个人，就对他说：“为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们说，人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三天复活。”今天我们来看看天使要告诉我们什么。
So today we will ponder upon the question what the angel is trying to teach us.
首先，天使对人说，对那群妇女说，不要害怕。
First, the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid."
好，我们先来看看为什么。如果说大家手上有这个经文的话，我们再来看看妇女们为什么会害怕。
If we have the bulletin, we'll see what, we'll ponder why the women were afraid.
大家如果看到手上经文的话，哦，在我们第28章，就在我们夹页里面，我们来看看妇女为什么害怕。我请大家，我们有点互动，我们有点回应。
Okay.
你觉得妇女为什么害怕？
We have some interaction in Matthew 28 verse 1 to 15 in the insert. Why were the women afraid? You guys can respond.
害怕。哦，难以想象，突然有人复活了，难以想象哦。
They're afraid because it's hard to believe.
在这个情况当中讲得非常好，他们后来也害怕，在那个情况底下，他们还没有看到耶稣，他们就害怕。
They haven't seen Jesus yet, yet they were afraid.
那他为什么害怕？
Why?
我们看见士兵也害怕，士兵为什么害怕？
We also see that the guards were afraid. Why were they afraid?
哦，突然有地震，有闪电。
Earthquake and lightning.
如果大家我不知道你们人生当中有没有机会，你如果是在殡仪馆做事啊。
If you, I don't know if you had a chance, but if you work in funeral home.
然后这个楼下都已经有储存好一些大体在那边。
And you have many bodies laid on downstairs.
然后今天刚好你值班，刚好该你关门，其他人都走了。
And you were the one closing, and then you close the door and you're ready to go.
Hey, 真的要楼下关灯的时候，发现有人正在打电脑。
And all of a sudden, when you're about to turn off the light, you see someone playing on the computer.
你怕不怕？
Would you be afraid?
那这一群兵官，他们，我想他们是打过仗的人。
You can see the guards probably have went into war before.
那他们当然吓得，在这边说几乎吓死了。
These guards were frozen to a point like they were dead.
他们看见的不是坟墓里面有人出来了，是有人从天上下来了。
They did not see someone coming out of the tomb. They see someone from above.
但是我们发现一个很奇怪的事情，妇女没有被吓昏。
However, we see something interesting. Women, they did not freeze.
也就是说，他们的专注不是上面那个下来，虽然是很惊恐，但是他没有被那一种情况给吓昏。
The women, they were not afraid. They were not afraid because the angel were coming down. They were afraid with something else.
他们去专注另一件事情，使他们害怕。
They were focused on something else that made them afraid.
要了解他们到底害怕什么，我必须给大家一个背景。
In order to understand what they were afraid about, I need to give you guys some background.
根据犹太人的规矩
，According to the Jewish law.
在《生命记》21章22节这边说
，In Deuteronomy 21:22 it says this:
如果有人被处死，被挂在木头上的话
，If someone guilty of a capital offense is put to death and the body exposed to a pole，
那个尸体不能留在木头上过夜的
，They cannot leave the body overnight on the pole，
免得玷污了这块地。
Because anyone who is on the pole is under God's curse.
也就是说，这一块地如果是耶和华赐给犹太人的话，犹太人就不可以把尸体留在木头上过夜。
So in a sense, if the land belongs to God, they cannot leave the body on the pole overnight.
因此，前两三天，当这一些人把耶稣挂在十字架上的时候
，So therefore, 2-3 days ago, when Jesus was crucified on the cross,
犹太人有一个心情就是说，当耶稣被在木头上被处死的时候
，So to the Jewish people, once Jesus has been crucified on the pole, on the cross,
他们想要赶快把耶稣的尸体从十字架上拿下来，赶快处理。
So their thought is to bring his body down quickly, to bury it.
不是为了尊敬耶稣的尸体
，not to pay respect to the body,
乃是怕这块地被玷污了。
But more importantly, they're afraid that this land will be cursed.
当然，他们要怎么样去处理这个尸体，那是他们的自由。
However, how they take the burial ceremony, it's up to them.
这时候钉十字架的是犹太人这些长官，这些宗教领袖。
So those who crucified Jesus were the leader, the Jewish leaders.
他们想耶稣死。
They want Jesus to die.
我想他们对耶稣的尸体，他们也不想放过。
They don't really want to let go of Jesus' corpse either.
但是在同时，是在罗马帝国统治的时代。
However, they were at the time they were still under Roman government.
钉十字架是罗马人的刑罚。
Crucifying on a cross is a capital punishment according to the Roman.
所以在罗马士兵这个长官的脑海里。
So to the Roman, Roman government in their heads.
他们希望当犯人被钉在十字架上的时候。
They want the corpse to be on the cross when they're crucified.
最好在十字架上越久越好。
They actually want the corpse to be on the cross for as long as possible.
为什么呢？
Why?
做市井的功用。
To show the world.
你们这些人如果违背罗马法律。
Basically show the people, if you go against the Roman law, Roman government.
请看。
Take a look.
下场就是这样。
That's what you'll be like.
所以他们想呢，最好这个尸体留在上面。
So to the Roman government, they want the body to be on the cross.
然后等待这些秃鹰啊，乌鸦啦。还有最后这个尸体如果真是烂了掉下来了，让野狗去吃掉。
So they want the bald eagles, ravens to come pick at the corpse, and to a point, if the body drop, allow the wild animals to come.
所以现在有两股势力在这边。
So you can see there are two strands here.
一个是犹太人对耶稣是宗教上的敌人。
One is the Jewish leaders.
他们想把赶快把这尸体拿下来。随便处理，埋在一个地方。
They want to take the body down, do the burial ceremony and put it away.
而罗马人希望他留在上面，随便处理，最好动物吃掉最好了。
And on the contrary, you have the Roman government who want to leave the body on the cross for as long as possible.
在这种情况底下
，So under this circumstance,
当耶稣的朋友们看见耶稣这样被钉在十字架上
，When Jesus' friends see him crucified on the cross.
心情一定非常的难过，非常的紧张。
They must be very sad and they must be very nervous.
根据马可福音记载，耶稣断气的时候是在下午三点。
In the book of Mark, it recorded that when Jesus gave his last breath, it was around 3 in the afternoon.
而他们一定要在日落以前要把这个尸体处理好。
They have to take care of the body before sundown.
问题是耶稣是加利利人。
So the problem is Jesus was Galilean.
现在在这个地方叫耶路撒冷。
The place that they were currently at is Jerusalem.
他有没有目的啊？
Does he have a purpose?
像我的父母，他们，我爸爸还在世的时候，他就要考虑他要葬在哪里。
When my father was still alive, he was thinking where he want to be buried.
要把坟墓准备好。
Prepare the tomb.
我妈妈也说旁边留一块。
And my mom said the same thing, save a spot for her.
好，现在耶稣在异地死了。
So now Jesus died in a foreign land.
你短短三个小时，哪里有机会，哪里有办法去处理这个尸体呢
？In the short 3 hours, how do you take care of the body and find a tomb?
而谁去敢要这个尸体
？And who is?Able to ask for the body.
因为耶稣的敌人就是这群有钱有势有权的人。
Because Jesus' enemies are those who have power, who have money.
我特别有这样深的一个感受，是我去年到了耶路撒冷。
I had a chance to go to Jerusalem last year, and gave me some deep meaning.
当地的牧师告诉我一件事情。
A pastor from there told me one thing.
他说你要住在耶路撒冷，你必须要有身份证。
He says if you want to live in Jerusalem, you need to have an identification.
身份证上面一定要写下你所属的宗教跟教会。
And the ID has to talk about your religion and your
affiliation.
Affiliation.
如果没有的话
，If you don't have that,
你没办法结婚。
You cannot be married.
你也没办法死。
You cannot die.
为什么没办法死呢
？Why can you not die？
因为你不能申请当地的墓地。
Because you cannot ask for a tomb in Jerusalem。
我就可以想象，在当时的耶稣在异地死了之后，他 一个非常尴尬的一个情况。
So it was very awkward for Jesus to die in a foreign land in Jerusalem.
非常奇妙的，就在那个时候。
However, it's miraculous at that time.
在这边说有一个有钱人跟罗马长官要了耶稣的尸体。
A wealthy man asked for Jesus' body from the Roman government.
说我已经为自己准备了一个坟墓，是空的，是新的。
He says, I have prepared a tomb for myself. It's new and it's empty.
我可以把耶稣的尸体放在我那边。
I can put Jesus' body into that tomb.
所以在短短的几个小时之内，他们赶快把耶稣的尸体呢，赶快处理。
So in the short 3 hours, they took down Jesus' body, prepared it and put it in the tomb.
为什么时间非常短呢？
Why the hours are so short?
第一个我刚刚所提的就是犹太人有一个律法，就是这个尸体呢不能过夜。
First is the law that I mentioned.
不能在外面过夜。
The first is the law that I mentioned. The body cannot be on the pole overnight.
另外一件事情就是那一天晚上开始，就是犹太人的安息日的开始，他们不能做工。
And secondly, is because Sabbath is coming and they cannot do work.
有些在这个时候，他们把耶稣的尸体就放在这个坟墓的洞里。
So they put Jesus' body into the tomb during the short time.
这个时候，耶稣的朋友过了三天以后回来了。
So Jesus' friends, after 3 days, they returned.
我相信他们一定整天没办法吃喝，也没办法睡觉。
I can imagine they couldn't eat, couldn't sleep during those time.
他们现在要回来要看耶稣。
Now they have returned to see Jesus' body.
我们在英文说 pay the last respect， 再一次把他们的敬仰再一次给耶稣。
So basically come to pay last respect to Jesus。
他们想这次回来的时候，再一次好好的来做为耶稣的身体呢做一个香膏的一个处理。
So they want to come back and anoint Jesus' body properly。
这也许能够成为他们在极大痛苦当中的，也许是一点点的借位吧。
So maybe that's a comfort for them for the last little bit.
就在这个时候，当妇女在这个坟墓洞口的时候。
So when the women approached the tomb by the door.
结果这个时候坟墓打开了。
All of a sudden, the stone was rolled away.
耶稣身体不在里面。
And Jesus' body is not in the tomb.
他们想，怎么回事？
They think what had happened.
想想耶稣活的时候都被敌人整得不成人形了。
They thought Jesus has been beaten to it so terribly when he was alive.
那他们还会放过他尸体吗？
Would they let go of his body even?
可能不可思议的事情会发生了。
Maybe something miraculous will happen.
对他们来说，黑暗的势力不停地在掌权。
So to them, they see like the seems like the dark power continuously have victory.
好像黑暗的势力一直在得胜。
And it seems like they continuously win. The dark power continues to win.
结果连耶稣的尸体都不放过。
To a point, they wouldn't let go of Jesus' body.
但是天使说你不要怕。
However, the angel says to them, do not be afraid.
耶稣的尸体不是被拿走了。
Jesus' body did not get taken away.
他不在坟墓里面。
He is not in the tomb.
是因为坟墓关不住他。
Because the tomb cannot hold him.
因为死亡辖制不了他。
Because death cannot control him.
他已经复活了。
He has resurrected.
他不见就代表他已经战胜死亡了。
He is not here because he has won over death.
他天使在跟妇女们说，你要知道，在整件过程事情过程当中。
The angels want to tell the women through the whole process.
你们看见以为是不公义的事情一直在掌权。
It seems like the unrighteousness continues to conquer.
黑暗势力一直在打扰你们。
Dark power continuously distracting you.
但是实际上神一直都在掌权。
However, God has been sovereign.All these times.
实际上我们人类不是也天天面对许多的难处，我们受不了吗？
Similarly, don't we human face similar things that go against us too?
而我们面对最大的难处就是死亡，不是吗？
And the biggest challenge for us we have to face is death, isn't it?
当我们懂事以来，
since we become mature,
当我们开始负责任开始。
Once we have take on responsibility,
我们就在思考我们的祖父祖母、我们的父母亲他们要怎么死，我们要怎么样去安排。
We think about our grandparents' burial and also our parents' burial too.
当我们到一定年纪，我们就为我们的孩子担心，因为我们也会死。
And once we do up to a point an age, we can think about our children when we pass.
但是天使跟我们说，不要怕。
But the angel tells us, do not be afraid.
人类最大的困难，耶稣已经越过了。
The biggest challenge that human will face, Jesus has overcome.
你现在不要凭眼睛去评估你现在经历的事情。
Don't use just your eyesight to evaluate what you're going through.
以为许多事情在你的生命当中祸不单行。
Thinking that the disaster would not come alone.
但是实际上神是要叫万事互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。
However, God wants all good things God work for those who love him.
接下来天使又跟妇女说。
And next, angel said this to the women.
他说不要在死人中找活人。
They said, do not look for the living among the dead.
妇女们因着自己的理解来到坟墓当中要找耶稣。
The women came to Jesus with their own understanding to seek him.
实际上这些妇女们很清楚耶稣当他在受死之前，他已经跟他的朋友跟非常的亲近门徒说他会死。
Actually, Jesus has clearly stated to his friends as well as the women that he will die.
并且耶稣也说他三日以后会复活。
He also said that 3 days later he will resurrect.
他们实际上听了。
The people they have heard.
但是他们只听了前面一段。
However, they only heard the first portion.
因为后面一段三天以后会复活呢。
Because the second portion where he mentioned resurrecting after 3 days.
他信不下去了。
People cannot believe that portion.
因为我们的信心往往是我们接受我们信心可以接受的。
Because our faith, we believe what we are capable of belief up to a point.
但是之后一部分我们没信心没办法接受的时候。
But when our faith cannot take on the second portion,
我们就试着以我们的逻辑去把它解释掉。
We try to use our logic to come about it.
对人最大的困难是死亡。
The biggest challenge for a human is death.
是一个极限。
It is a limit.
所以这些妇女们知道耶稣是一个先知，他说他会死，果然他死。
Women know that Jesus was a prophet. He prophesied that he would die, and he did.
但是至于会复活那一部分
However, the resurrection portion
到某一个地步就信不下去
To a certain point, they are not able to believe that.
我还记得当我父亲过世的时候
I remember when my father passed away.
医院的医生跟护士跟我说仪器上面已经显示你父亲没有心跳了
So the nurse and the doctor said, your father has no more heartbeat on the monitors.
但是我心里还确确的、切切的想说，也许还有奇迹，也许还有奇迹。
To me, I was thinking, maybe there's a miracle, there's a miracle.
但是当我们要把我父亲的遗体拿到殡仪馆的时候，他们要做一个处理。
So when we brought my father's body to the funeral home, they have to do a certain thing.
就是要把他的血抽掉
They have to draw his blood, all his blood.
然后再注入防腐剂
And provide preservative for the body.
那个时候我对我说那就完了那一定完
At that point, I know there's no more.
因为血没了
Because there's no more blood.
这些妇女们到最后她为什么信不下去了
How come the women aren't able to believe continuously?
因为耶稣在十字架上已经血流干了
Because Jesus has shed all his blood on the cross.
我不知道大家有没有出过车祸。
I don't know if you have gone into a car accident.
你稍微擦撞，你还想着修得了
？You got into a small accident, like a small crash. You say, "Oh, it's fixable."
你有没有看过一个车祸已经全烂了？你想到完了，那只好去将掉，那完全没救了。
When a car is completely crushed, you can say that there's no more. The car must go to junkyard.
在这个时候，他们看见耶稣真的完完全全没有血了，那真是没救了。
The woman has saw Jesus shedding all his blood. They understand that there is no more.
因此，妇女们就依着他们可以理解的思维去理解耶稣的话。
So the women use their own logic to understand the Jesus' death.
所以这些妇女们她们是到坟墓里面去找耶稣，因为知道耶稣一定也应该在坟墓里。
So the women went to the tomb, they're using their own understanding that Jesus' body should be there, is there.
他是在死人当中找死人。
They're trying to seek the dead among the dead.
而这个时候我们看见有另一批人，他们是祭司法利赛人。
And on the other side, we see a group of people, priests and Pharisees.
比拉多跟士兵。
Pontius Pilate, as well as the guards.
祭司跟法利赛人要比拉多派兵去防守坟墓。
The Pharisees and the priests want Pontius Pilate sending guards to guard the tomb.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他有听说耶稣说他三日后会复活。
Because he has once heard that Jesus said Jesus will resurrect in 3 days.
你说是妇女们跟门徒们比较相信耶稣的话，还是祭司跟法利赛人？
Do you think the women and the disciples trust Jesus' words more, or the Pharisees and the priests?
祭司跟法利赛人听说耶稣说他会三日复活，因此他派了兵去守。
The Pharisees and the priests heard that Jesus will resurrect, so therefore he sent guards to guard the tomb.
那个门徒根本躲起来了。
The disciples actually all hide away.
祭司跟比拉多他为了巩固自己的权力。
Priests and Pontius Pilate, they were concerned about their own status and their
power. 他想把自己的敌人赶尽杀绝。
They want to kill all their enemies.
因为他就用死人的方法去处理死人的事情。
So therefore, they use dead men's mentality to take care of the dead.
而我们今天在这里。
However, here amongst us.
我们多少时候也在死路当中，我们想找一条活路。
We often try to find a living path in the path of death.
我们也在死人当中找活人。
Similarly, we're trying to look for the living among the dead.
我们想要长寿。
We want to have longevity.
我们想要快乐。
We want happiness.
因此我们开始竞争。
So therefore, we start to compete.
我们开始记恨。
We start to have hatred.
我们开始用世界上的一些文化和哲学。
We started using the culture and the philosophy of this world.
让我们能够高人一等。
So that we can be above others.
来保护我们自己的位置。
To protect our own seating.
然后我们希望能够借此存活。
And we want to survive based on that.
但是实际上我们用世界上的文化和哲学将会蚕食我们自己的生命。
Actually, if you use the culture and philosophy of the world, you will eat yourself from inside out.
天使说不要再在死人当中找活路了。
Angel says, do not try to find a living path among the dead.
在这边天使要告诉妇女们。
Here, the angel wants to tell the women.
你的态度要做一个调整。
You must change your attitude.
你要知道神的掌权。
You must understand God is in control.
你要知道耶稣的话是有生命的。
You have to understand Jesus' words are living.
而另一方面来说。
On the contrary,
这些祭司跟法利赛人
the priests and the Pharisees,
他们的态度不对
their attitude is incorrect.
就算再大的神迹也没有用
regardless of what kind of huge miracles they experience, it's no use.
我们刚刚读过，他们之所以派兵去守坟墓
we see that they send guards to guard the tomb.
是因为他们认为耶稣是骗子
it's because they think that Jesus is a liar.
所以当三天以后呢他的尸体呢可能会被偷走。
So they think that Jesus' body will be stealed away by people.
所以他们派了士兵去守。
So they sent guards to watch the tomb.
结果士兵看到天使了。
However, the guards, they saw angels.
好这些士兵跑回来跟法利赛人跟祭司说诶我看见天使了让坟墓空了。
So the guards actually ran back to the priests and the Pharisees, we saw angels and the tomb is empty.
结果他们还是不信。
The Pharisees and the priests, they still didn't believe.
而他们还想用另一个方式去遮盖这个事情。
They actually want to use another method to cover up what had happened.
多少时候当我们态度不对的时候再大的神迹显现在你面前也没有用啊。
So a lot of times when our attitude is not correct, doesn't matter what kind of miracle is ahead of you, you will not believe.
接下来天使 要借着他以下的话，要对付妇女们的理智。
So the next portion of the angel's words, they want to refresh the woman's mind.
他在这边要告诉妇女们说，你现在不要怕，你要知道神在掌权，还不够。
Angel said, you now know God is in control. However, that is not enough.
你现在必须要有一个新的思维去了解耶稣的话。
You have to have a refreshed mind to understand Jesus' words.
你要有一个新的看见，去看见耶稣做了什么事。
You have to have a new sight to see what God or Jesus has done.
因此，天使跟这些妇女们说：“你们来看。”
So the angel said to the woman, "Come and see."
天使要人看见耶稣不在坟墓里了。
Angels want people to see that Jesus is not in the tomb.
你们看见这个事情，你要好好思考。
When you see that, you must think and ponder upon it.
你要勇敢地去面对这个事实。
You have to face this truth.
许多时候，我们基督徒有的时候不敢面对一些历史的事实。
So oftentimes Christians, we are not able to face the historical facts.
觉得会挑战我们的信仰。
You might think it will challenge our faith, our religion.
有的时候非信徒他也不敢看事实。
Sometimes non-believers, they're not able to see these truths too.
因为也怕这些历史的事情会动摇他自己不信的决心。
Because that might waver their belief in not believing.
天使说，来看。
Angel said, come and see.
看，这是空的。
See that it's empty.
请记得，这个坟墓是新的还是旧的。
Remember whether the tomb was new or old.
是新的坟墓。
It was a new tomb.
根据犹太人的习俗。
To the Jewish culture.
一个坟墓里面还有几个小的洞。
In a tomb, there are small holes within it.
有一些大点的坟墓可以装几个人，放几个尸体在里面。
Some bigger tombs, they can put multiple bodies in.
试想，如果今天耶稣的这个坟墓不单单他一个尸体。
So if you can imagine, if Jesus' tomb did not only have his body.
好，现在坟墓打开。
Now that the tomb is rolled, the stone is rolled over the open.
那除了耶稣之外，还有别的？谁知道是有谁复活，谁不见了？谁也不知道。
If there are other bodies in there, you don't know who resurrected, who did not.
所以天使说：“你来看，这是空的。”
So the angel said to them, "Come and see, it's empty."
在美国当今有一个非常有名的牧师，他的名字叫 Josh McDowell.
There's a famous pastor named Josh McDowell.
他当时是一个法律系预科的学生 ，pre-law student.
He was a pre-law student.
当时他不是一个他是一个无神论者。
He was an atheist at the time.
他很难想象世界上真有耶稣这一个人物。
He had a difficulty believing that there was a Jesus in history.
他也更难想象耶稣这个人物曾经在历史上复活了。
And it's even harder for him to believe that Jesus is resurrected.
他突然有一个想法。
He all of a sudden had this thought.
如果用他学习法律的技巧去研读，去面对这些事实的话，他可以揭穿所谓基督教的谎言。
So to him, he said, if he uses the way that he studied law to discover about Christianity and Jesus, he can open a book of lies of Christianity.
于是他做一些交叉的印证去调查，花了几年的时间。
So he used many years to cross-examine it, the Bible and the religion.
最后他信主。
In the end, he actually believed himself.
他发现坟墓果然是空的。
He realized the tomb is actually empty.
没有人会为一个空坟墓传一种谎言出来的。
Nobody is willing to spread white lies about an empty tomb.
天使接下来说：“你们要记得他的话，照他的话所说的。”
And then afterwards, angels said to Mary, to the woman, "You have to do this."
实际上，马太福音在这边的记载，当记载耶稣死复活的时候
，Actually, in Matthew, when they recorded about Jesus' death and resurrection,
之前耶稣已经跟他门徒讲了至少四次。 他会死并且复活。
Prior to that, Jesus actually mentioned about his death for at least four times.
但是这群门徒听不懂。
However, the disciples did not understand.
反然祭司跟法利赛人他们听懂。
And actually, the Pharisees and the priests understood.
这个时候，天使跟妇女说：“你先要再回去思考一下，耶稣到底说了什么。”你到底听懂了没有?
So angels here once again remind the women, go back and think about what Jesus had said to you. Did you truly understand?
对于那些内心是扭曲的人，当他们听了耶稣的话，他反而会把耶稣讲的话更扭曲，把他的心变得更黑暗。
So when those with twisted minds, when they hear Jesus' word, they wouldn't believe. They actually twist Jesus' word and twist their mind even more.
但是当我们有一个正确客观的心态的时候，这个时候天使说，你回去想想到底耶稣说了什么。
However, when you have a correct mindset, correct attitude, angels will be able to speak to you to go return back to what Jesus had actually said to you.
因为当我们了解耶稣复活的时候，
Because when we understand Jesus' resurrection,
有一件非常重要的事情将会在我们生命里面动工。
There's one important thing that will change our heart, change our mind.
耶稣在约翰福音十一章二十五节，我们刚刚唱这首歌说到。
Actually, Jesus mentioned in John.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
Those who believe me, even though they have died, they will resurrect.
就是当我们了解耶稣的死而复活的话，我们相信的话。
Because, which is when we believe, Jesus' resurrection.
这个相信导致我也会复活。
This belief will cause us to resurrect as well.
那我们必须要思考一下，耶稣到底说了什么。
So therefore, we must see what and understand what Jesus said.
我们先来看马太福音十二章四节。
So let's look at Matthew 12 verse 40.
这边说约拿三天，这个时候有法利赛人，还有一些文士去挑战耶稣。
So the Pharisees and the teacher of the law actually came to challenge Jesus, in this passage.
耶稣啊，耶稣，我不相信你，你讲一大堆事情。
They say, Jesus, you have said so many things, I don't believe you.
但是我听说你行过神迹啊。
And they said, oh, but I heard that you have done miracles.
你再行个神迹给我看看。
Can you do another miracle to us?
我就信了。
And when you do, I will believe.
我们今天在我们周遭的朋友也讲同样的话，你行个神迹给我看，我就信。
A lot of people say same things to us. If you do a miracle, I'll believe.
这个时候耶稣讲了一个回答了一句话。
So Jesus responded in such way.
他说在一个邪恶淫乱的世代求神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再也没有其他神迹了。
He answered, a wicked and adulterous generation asked for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah.
然后他说人子也要在这样三日三夜在地里头。
And he says, similarly, the son of God will be, he will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth.
也就是今天他对我们所有的信徒跟非信徒都是讲一样的话。
And same way, he says this to non-believers and believers.
我们不要因为今天没有神迹，一直求神迹，说我才信，或者我信心才增加。
Don't ask just for miracles and then your faith will be increased or you believe.
耶稣说一个神迹就够了。
Jesus says one miracle is enough.
就是一个，你只要了解这一个就够了。
You only need to understand this one miracle and that's all you need.
就是耶稣复活了，三天以后复活了。
And that is Jesus resurrected in 3 days.
接下来在马太福音十六章二十一节。
And in Matthew 16:21,
耶稣这时候告诉他的门徒。
Jesus was talking to his disciples.
他必须上耶路撒冷，受长老、祭司长、文士的许多苦，然后被杀，三日复活。
He says, from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law.
就是说，这是他的决定。
Which means that is his decision.
也是天父的决定。
Which is also a Heavenly Father's decision.
而且他必须要这样子做。
And Jesus must do that.
所以在今日我们很多甚至信徒也这样认为，觉得犹大是英雄，犹大卖主是英雄。
So a lot of time Christians and non-Christians think that Judah was actually a hero.
而想过，哎呀，如果没有犹大的话，耶稣就不会死，然后救恩不会成就。
Because Judah betrayed Jesus, so people think that if he didn't betray, Jesus wouldn't die.
错了。
Actually, that's wrong.
是耶稣他自己说，他自己必须。
Jesus, he himself said, he must die.
他自己定义这样。
Jesus, defined that.
才能为我们赎罪。
It's only him defining it. He will be able to provide salvation.
接下来耶稣对门徒说，人子将要在交在人手里，他们要杀害他，第三日他要复活。
Then Jesus said, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him and go on the third day. He will be raised to life.
好，在这边第三日他要复活，请问这个他是谁？
So here, what does he mean by he here?
耶稣。
Jesus.
但是耶稣在这个时候他用第三人称说他要复活，他特别指这个他代表谁。
So he uses a pronoun to say he. What is he trying to get at?
我已经 highlight 出来答案都泄题了。
It's right there.
人子要复活。
Son of man.
耶稣在跟我们说，
Jesus trying to say
他的复活是一个人的一复活。
He's saying his resurrection is a human resurrection.
不是灵的复活。
Not spiritual resurrection.
不是轮回。
Not reincarnation.
不是投胎，也不是进入涅槃。
Not going through reincarnation, coming back.
就是他人的复活。
Actually, his physical body resurrecting.
因此，耶稣复活以后，他今天在天上。
So after Jesus resurrected, he is in heaven now.
他是神。
He is God.
也是什么？
He's also,
人
he's also man.
因此今天就不可能有所谓基督第二次再来用投胎的方式出来。
So there's no such thing as Jesus reincarnating, coming back to life, coming to earth again.
也不会有所谓耶稣灵的附体。
And there's no such thing as Jesus possessing in someone's body.
最近一百年来，人类历史当中所知道的，已经有一千个人。说自称他是耶稣基督。
Actually, in the past 100 years or so, there's about 1,000 people saying that they're claiming that they're Jesus.
在大陆全能神教会还跑出一个女基督说，这一次来呢，耶稣再来呢，是中国人，不但中国人呢，还是一个女的。
And in China, they actually a woman came out saying Jesus has returned, and he's not only a Chinese, but he's also a woman this time.
不可能。
There's no, it's impossible.
因为是人子的复活。
Because it is Son of Man's resurrection.
我们要重新了解耶稣讲过的话。
We have to once again understand what Jesus is meaning here.
第四处，马太福音有提。
So in the fourth area, Matthew mentioned.
但是在约翰福音比较讲得更清楚一点。
However, in John, Gospel of John, it recorded a little bit more descriptive.
耶稣对犹太人说，
Jesus says to the Jewish people,
你们拆毁这殿，我三日之内要再建立起来。
Jesus answered, destroy this temple and I will raise again in 3 days.
也就是说他自己的身体是什么？
So basically,
是殿，是神的殿。
Basically, Jesus saying his own body is a temple of God.
也就是能够人与神愈相遇的地方。
Which means that is where men and God meet.
就是他的生命，我们的这边能够遇到神。
Which is where his body is, where we can meet God.
那谁三日之内要再建立起来？
So then, where does it say who will raise it again in 3 days?
谁啊？
Who?
耶稣说：“我啊。”
Yep, Jesus.
就是耶稣啊。
I, Jesus.
所以不单单天父圣灵。复活了耶稣。
Not only did the Holy Spirit and the Heavenly Father raise Jesus.
耶稣他自己也让自己复活。
Jesus, he himself resurrected himself.
当天使告诉妇女们，第一个调整他们的心，第二个调整他们的理智的时候。
So after angels told the women to change their attitude and change their analyzing.
天使要妇女们赶快行动。
Angels thirdly told the woman to take action.
要做什么呢？
To do what?
他说你要快快去告诉耶稣的门徒啊。
The angel said to the woman to quickly tell the disciples.
说耶稣已经从死里复活。
That he has risen from the dead.
当妇女们接受天使们的指令的时候。
When the woman obeyed the angel's words.
还没有去遇到门徒的时候，就已经看见复活的耶稣了。
Before they even reached the disciples, they saw the resurrected Christ.
我们今天想不想遇见耶稣啊？
Do we want to experience Jesus?
我们就做出行动吧。
Let's do the same as the woman did.
多少时候我们在脑海里面想，用我们理智想说，主啊，我真是希望见到你。
A lot of times in our logic, we say, Lord, I want to see you.
怎么见到耶稣呢？
How?
你就照他的话去行动。
Do what he has told you.
你就在服事当中，你看见活的耶稣。
Through service, you see the living Jesus.
你不服事，你看不见活的耶稣。
If you do not serve, you would not see the living Christ.
在这边，天使说，你赶快。
Here the angel says, go quickly.
你现在不再害怕了，不再忧伤了。
You're no longer sorrow. You're no longer afraid.
但是其他人还在害怕，还在忧伤。
But there are people who are in sorrow and they're afraid.
你要告诉他们，以至于他们的生命也有盼望。
You must go tell them so that they will have hope in their life too.
多少时候我们为着自己的生命在那边挣扎，觉得哎呀，好困难，好苦啊。
Oftentimes we fight and struggle with our own life, saying how bitter it is life.
因为我们不知道我们现在有限生命之后还有一个永生啊。
Because we don't understand that in our limited time, we also have an eternity.
因此我们在这边挣扎，我们想竞争，我们想至少保守我们现在拥有的。
And we struggle and we compete to at least keep what we currently have.
我们没有平安啊。
We don't have peace.
但是天使说：“赶快去告诉别人呐、啊，别人也在你的同样挣扎里面，赶快去。”
Angel says to you, "Go and tell others who are in the same spiral."
有一句话
，is a word or phrase.
他说：“自杀是以永久性的方案去解决暂时性的问题。”
Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
当然，这个对许多正在忧郁当中的人听起来实在非常的刺耳。
To those who are in depression, this phrase is actually very hurting to the ear.
但是当我们告诉正在痛苦当中、忧郁中的人的时候
，But when we tell the people who are in depression,
告诉他们我们的生命不单单在短短的80年
，That our life is not limited to the 80 years we're here.
也许有些人长，也许到100岁
，Maybe some can live to up to 100 years old.
但是还有一个更长远的一个生命。
But there is a much longer life after that.
而这个更长远的生命的以后的生活形态决定于我们现在短短的80年。
The extended period of time that we have after death is based on the decisions we make in the short 80 or 100 years that you are here.
就好像一棵大树的种子，它在土里面，它觉得怎么是黑的？
Just like a tree, when the seed is under the ground, they see how come it's so dark.
但是等到它一发芽的时候，这个树非常的巨大。
But once it sprouts and it blooms, it becomes huge.
但是如果种子不知道它有一天可以发芽出来的时候
，However, a seed if it doesn't know that it can sprout,
很可能这个种子说：“那我解决自己算了，我不要再长了，因为太黑了。”
And the seed, if they don't have a future hope, they will say, I will just die right now because it's so dark.
天使说赶快去告诉别人。
So the angel says, go quickly and tell others.
这会带给人家盼望。
It will bring hope to them.
而且这会让人家现在在短短的我们有限的生命里面会活得不一样。
And when they see that, they will be able to live differently in the short time period.
试想如果一个小学生他不知道将来自己会毕业，
So say an elementary school student, if they don't know that they will graduate later.
跟一个小学生他知道他将来毕业以后还会有不同的生活，他完全上学的心情完全不一样。
Their mindset of going to school will be completely different if they know that they have a different life afterwards.
哥林多前书5:20说，基督已经从死里复活了。
In Corinthians 15:17 it says,
成为睡之人的出手果子。
Jesus has...Christ has risen and became the first fruit.
也就是说，他的复活是第一个果子。
Which means his resurrection was the first fruit of the fallen.
如果有一棵树它长出第一个果子，你就知道它后面长出来的果子就跟这个果子一样的。
When you see the first fruit of a tree, you'll be able to understand that the ones following will be similar.
不可能有一个柠檬树一棵树长了一个柠檬，它后来长出来其他是樱桃。
A lemon tree would not be able to grow a cherry afterwards.
那耶稣在说什么呢？
What is Jesus trying to say here?
他是第一个果子。
He's trying to say he is the first fruit.
而我们所有信他的人将来也会跟这个果子一样。
And he's trying to say those who believe will be like the first fruit.
让我们清楚神在万事当中都在掌权。
We have to understand God is sovereign in all things.
我们不要怕。
We must not be afraid.
耶稣已经复活了。
Jesus has resurrected.
他胜过死亡了。
He has conquered death.
他让我们的生命有一个盼望。
He has given us hope for our life.
他知道我们现在暂时所遇到的所有的挑战都是为预备我们将来的生命。
He knows that the challenges that we're facing right now is preparing us for the future.
圣经里面讲一句话。
Bible says this.
信他的人就有永生。
Those who believe will have eternal life.
现在还信他话的，还活着信他的人有永生。
Those who believe and live out his words will have eternal life.
我们知道我们的亲友还能活多久吗？
Do we know how much longer our friends and family have?
这边圣经至少给我们一个应许，没有讲说死了再信，他没有，他说活着信的人有永生。
In the Bible, it gives us a promise that those who believe when they're still alive have eternal life.
那我们赶快要去传。
We must go spread to them quickly.
让我们的生命充满了影响力跟爆发力。
So that our life will be explosive and able to spread to others.
当我们在传的时候。
When we are spreading the gospel.
我们会遇见复活的耶稣。
We will experience the living Christ.
他里面的生命会在我们心中发芽。
His life will be rooted and start to sprout in our hearts.
把时间交给。
We give the following time to the inspiration team.